Meanwhile, three suspects in the murder of Russian journalist and Kremlin critic Anna Politkovskaya went on trial today for a second time in Moscow. No one has been sentenced for the 2006 killing of the journalist, who published scathing exposés of official corruption and rights abuses.
Her supporters say the new trial is a waste of time and a new investigation is needed. We spoke to Alex Nicey from the Russia Eurasia programme at UK-based research institute Chatham House about the case.
The trial collapsed. Several people were arrested. The trial rapidly turned into a farce. Previously, one of the people who were arrested and was accused then had to be released because it emerged he had an iron alibi and that he was actually in police custody for another offence at the time of the alleged attack. And even the relatives of Anna Politkovskaya welcomed the collapse of the trial, saying that the conduct of it and the evidence from the prosecution had been extremely weak. There is a sad track record of contract killings of people that are found to be a nuisance. Proof is often lacking, but we can see with the murder of Anna Politkovskaya, likewise Stanislav Markelov, who was in fact a lawyer, that people who cause a nuisance to the regime, people who expose human rights abuses, write to them, talk to the victims, are often in danger. And some of them do pay with it with their lives, unfortunately, in contemporary Russia.